You want to see a big-time DJ freak out? Well, Stacey will be momentarily.
Yes.
Because she is all about the Big Bang Theory.
Love it.
So if you ever hear about anybody being on the show and we get a chance to talk to them, then it's all of a sudden, yeah, got to do it.
You got it.
So our latest guest, check it out, Regina King is standing by, who is featured on there. And Regina, good morning. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Aww.
I am good. I am wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful.
How are both of you?
We're awesome.
Now, for you, we've got so many things to dive into because of the Big Bang Theory, but you've also got another project we're going to be talking about, which sounds very timely. But, Stace, I was going to ask you about this because Regina King's right here, and obviously you're all about the Big Bang Theory. You need to tell Regina what you normally do. The regular show comes on Thursday nights.
Right, correct.
But that's not the only day you watch the Big Bang Theory.
Every day on TBS, it rerun after rerun after rerun, and I just can watch the show constantly. I never tire of it.
You just can't get enough, huh?
No, and I'm not the only one. We've had actual morning show discussions, listeners calling in saying they do the same thing because it's so well written and so funny that it's a nice escape from reality.
No, absolutely. I mean, I definitely have acquired new fans since I've made a few appearances on the Big Bang Theory. So I appreciate everything that you're saying about the show, and I appreciate them for even asking me to be on the show. We actually did a tour together, a USO tour, and that's how I got a chance to meet the producers of the show, and which ended up bringing me closer to them. And then they said, hey, you want to come and play with us? And I said, sure, I want to play in your sandbox.
Absolutely.
Well, and you playing in there, you know, and Stace, you can talk about this a little bit, is Regina's character. Mm-hmm. And I've got questions about this whole thing, about, you know, the whole lineup of what you are on that show. Is that if in real life, couldn't the guys really be put away, you know, for what they come into your office for, you know, your character on the Big Bang
Lawsuit.
Theory?
Lawsuit.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I mean, we've all seen some kind of craziness actually happen in the workplace when it comes to what falls under inappropriate with human resources.
Yes. But, you know, to go so far as to have a woman be referred to as like a egg salad sandwich, that to me, that you could end up in a courtroom with that being, you know, spoken in the courtroom, and the judge would say, all right, we're done here.
It's done. Sheldon's gone, right? Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, but don't you think once Sheldon came into the courtroom and the judge actually really got a whiff of who he is, you know, they would kind of throw it out.
They would consider the source?
You know, you might be right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you might be right. Well, I suppose we should probably move on to the reason you're actually doing our media tour today.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, Regina.
Yes, we should before Sony or Lifetime jumps on the phone and says, what the heck is going on?
What, exactly. What up? Yeah, right. Well, Regina King, now, of course, you're going to be in this story that's coming up, the Gabby Douglas story. And talk about that a little bit on what it is and when it is, you know, what's going to be happening with this story.
The Gabby Douglas story, for those people in America that, like, live under a rock, is about a young woman. Well, she's a young woman now. She just turned 18.
Yeah.
That she won the gold medal and for gymnastics as an individual and part of the team gold medal in the 2012 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I play her mother, Natalie Hawkins, and the story is basically letting the world know how she got there and all the sacrifices her family made to get there. It's a pretty heartwarming story. It's a great story for families to actually watch because a lot of times those of us who have teenagers and preteens, and especially girls, need to see an example of following your dream and not letting anyone take that dream away from you.
Well, and Gabby,
and just us as parents supporting it.
she was such a, and is still such a class act, and the amazing sacrifices that she made. I wonder if a lot of people even know about it.
I don't think so. I think those people that really are true, true fans of Gabrielle Douglas, because you have people that are fans that were fans of the Olympics or fans of gymnastics in the Olympics, but not specifically Gabrielle Douglas's fans or Gabrielle Douglas fans.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who are fans of gymnastics, I think they would be interested to hear a little bit more about her and what really happened to get where she was. It's a sacrifice, period, to become an Olympic athlete. But when you have special circumstances, I think it makes the story just that much more beautiful.
Have you met her?
Yes, I got a chance to meet her during the last week of filming.
Excellent.
She's lovely. Her, she's actually 19 days older than my son.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
So in your character, since you're playing her mom in the Gabby Douglas story, is that was your character supportive of her through all these years and trying to get ready for the Olympics?
Oh, absolutely.
Was she?
Absolutely. She was probably the backbone of everything. The thing that was so awe-inspiring about Natalie, that's Gabrielle's mother, is that she had three other children. And as she is being a mother of this superstar athlete, she's also the mother of three other young teens that have dreams as well. So she's supporting those at the same time. And there comes a time in the film that's actually a part of her real life where Gabrielle decides she wants to let go of this dream, and you get to see what the family does to make sure she doesn't do that.
Wow.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, I get it now. Yeah. So, and this is coming up on Saturday. We're going to see the Gabrielle Douglas story.
On Saturday, February 1st. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's so cool. Well, and Regina, it's so great to catch up on everything because Stace here. I mean, the Big Bang Theory, we got through that, and I'm so glad that Stace, you got a chance to ask some questions on all that and find out about the Gabby Douglas story.
Well, and thank you for being accommodating. I know that's not the reason that you called us today, so.
I know, but hey, you're it's also me.
Yes.
I'm playing Natalie Hawkins, but I'm still Regina King.
Yes, yeah. You are. Awesome.
You can't help it that you're awesome. You can't help that, Regina. I'm sorry. What are you going to do?
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks for all your time, Regina. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
It's
Bye.
Regina King right here on 95.5 WIFC. And you know, the thing I always love about those Olympic stories is, you know, they'll have something where it's like, you know, back in the day, she used to have uneven bars right there in the kitchen.
Right.
You know, and all that. And she practiced every day. You know, and so I love those stories with the real Olympics that are coming up here in February.
Never thought what it would be like to be the other kids, the ones who are not under the spotlight.
Not Gabby
yes,
Douglas, right?
Exactly.
Regina King here on WIFC.